Hey, you're listening to The Morning Show with Aaron, and on the line I've got Jacqueline from the Old School Arts Centre. Morning, Jacqueline.
Morning, Aaron and Raglan.
So, it's a funny old time at the moment with everything chopping and changing, and we just had the first ever Matariki holiday weekend as well, which was a new experience. And I understand the Old School is still working on, well, not working on, but still has Matariki-type activities at the moment.
Yes. We did a Matariki program of events pretty much running through, which will go through till the 17th of July. We just had our two of our events from, I think there's five in total, happen on the weekend. So we had our Matariki solstice celebration on Saturday night, and that was the opening to recognise the program events that we're running here at the Old School Arts Centre. And then on Sunday we had the Matariki market as well, which we were lucky with the weather.
And I was there, and you showed me what's happening in the exhibition room at the moment, which is a bit of an experience. It's not just a stand-and-watch kind of art experience.
Yes. So we also have a beautiful exhibition that opened on the Saturday night as well. And this is an interactive community art installation, which is mounted in the gallery space. So the room has been curated by Elizabeth Denise, and the idea is that the room is actually split into two rooms. So there's the past present and the first section where you've got a sign on the walls and draw a line thinking about reflecting on the past year of something of importance and significance to you. And you can walk through into the next section of the room, which is the looking towards the future, and where you can make a wish. And there's actually a whole lot of, along the wall, we've got tons of beautiful wishes. So that's on open weekdays, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. in the gallery room.
And you already got a lot of people interacted with it, as far as I could tell. When I was there on Sunday, from the previous day, there were lots of wishes hanging from the a string line or something.
Yes, it's fairy lights, and there's all lighting, and it's a beautiful interactive exhibition that's going to be open right through until the 17th of July.
Okay, and then and that relates to a movie that's been shown, does it?
Our Matariki program events, we have Matariki bowl painting.
Yep.
And then we have our Whete Marama Bright Star, which is a film that has been sponsored by Matariki Ki Waikato. They helped funding with this, and so which means that the film is entry by Koha.
Yeah.
You can come in by. And Whete Marama is the bright star. It's the story of Sir Hikinuku Mai.
They call him Heck Busby.
They call him Heck Busby, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
And it's a documentary. It's New Zealand, and it's about the traditional star voyages.
Okay, waka to voyage, is it?
Yes, yeah, and how these navigations can happen, up to 28,000 k's plus, and doing these voyages simply by, being guided by the stars.
So when is that film showing?
That's on the Saturday the 2nd of July at 5 o'clock and also at 8 o'clock. And then there's another screening on the 17th of July. And that one, we have two directors, Toby Mills and Aileen O'Sullivan, and they're coming down from Auckland, so they'll be there for a Q&A afterwards.
Okay, love to talk to them I might be off that week, but anyway, we'll talk about that off the air.
Yes.
So that's the Matariki. Oh, you did mention the bowl workshop. Just remind people when that is again. Paint a bowl.
Yep, so we've got these Matariki bowl painting workshops, and these have been supported by Raglan Naturally, have helped with funding for this, and also Wakanda District Council Creative Communities. And the bowl painting is an opportunity just to sort of have a momentum of the Matariki year. So you come along, paint something special onto the bowl, and
you've got a lot of papers there, Jacqueline.
Care of the rest.
Sorry, you've got a lot of. I can hear all your papers in the background.
I'm shuffling around. I was looking for the poster that had a date, but it's gone. So I'm going to use my memory. And the dates for the bowl painting workshops are on a Saturday, the 2nd of July, 10 till 12. And these workshops will normally be about $50 a person just to cover the costs and the materials, but we're able to offer them for $20.
Okay.
Which is a really, really nice prospect for that funding support from Raglan Naturally and Creative Communities. And so the other one is on a Thursday, I think it's 6 till 8 o'clock.
Oh, that's the 30th.
Yeah, the 30th of June. That's
okay.
This week. That's this Thursday.
That's tomorrow.
Yes.
Actually.
Yes. God, crikey.
Yeah, or today, because I'm going to play this on Thursday, so actually today if you're listening, or yesterday if you're listening on Friday, which is no use at all.
Okay. So I think there is basis for the Thursday one. Not so sure about the Saturday one, but there is, just phone us up at the old school, 825-0023, if you're listening to this tomorrow and you're keen to come along.
And back to movies, I just want to check. I think there's another movie on this weekend as well, other than Fetu Marama, Bright Star.
There is. It's called The Duke, and that's on Sunday, the 3rd of July at 4:30. And this is based in the 60s. It's a UK film. It also stars Jim Broadbent and Helen Mirren. And he stole one of Goya's portraits of the Duke of Wellington from the National Gallery in London.
He stole it.
And... He managed to steal it. It was the first and only theft in the whole gallery's history. And he sent ransom notes to the government saying that he'd return the painting only on the condition that the government agreed to provide free television for the elderly. The Duke, that is on Sunday the 3rd of July.
What about the Raglan Film Festival entries? I thought they were due to close soon. Is that the case?
They are. They were. Due this week, 2nd of July, Monday. It'll be 4th of July on Monday. And we're extending the date. It's just been a bit of a challenge with COVID, pandemic, schools, everyone just sort of, it's just been a tough year, actually, for a lot of people and everyone.
So generally at this stage, you're just saying it's going to be extended, more details to follow, is that the case?
So we're working on new dates for that.
Cool. All right, let's move on to Live and Local. Is that just happening every month from now on? Is that the plan with Live and Local?
Yes, it is. So we've got funding support from the Waikato District Creative Communities and also Raglan Light and Sound, and also Mark Frost from Bailey's Real Estate helps keep that going. So it's some awesome sponsors there. And, that's on the third Friday of every month. And the next one is Friday the 15th of July. And there's an entry by Koha as well.
Do we know who's performing yet, or are you always looking for people to perform?
Yes, so if there is anyone that's interested, and that doesn't have to be music, it can be poetry, storytelling, drama, theatre, anything. Just come up and tell some jokes, anything that you're wanting to do performance-wise. So, come along, check one out. And there is Penny. Is our coordinator for that one, and I think you're going to organise a radio interview with Penny to talk about.
We should do that.
Performers,
for sure.
She's got booked in.
Yeah.
So I can tell you as a sneak little preview. I won't say much about it, but she has got Doina May, and also Damien Gordon. He's the co-owner of Circus Aotearoa.
Oh, what's he going to be doing?
Oh, well, I'm not telling you. You have to get Penny in. To talk
all right,
about
we'll do that. I promise we'll do that before the
15th. But it'll be really good. And also we've got a local poet and songwriter, Lynn Wilkins, as well. And then also another act, the Blister Sisters. There's actually a poetry night actually as well in Eva's room, and that's an open mic poetry night. That's on Sunday the 10th of July too as well, coming up.
Okay, that's the same day as the market, I see.
Yes, it will be.
I'm jumping around. Back to the poetry. Do you have to pay to enter Koha, or how's it working?
Sign up at the door, Koha entry. We'll have some more information out about that, and it'll be on our website and Facebook and everything else as well.
Okay. Now, back to the reason I want to talk about the market, because I was at the market on Sunday, and there was a ukulele. Is that the ukulele group that performed at the market that has weekly practices at the old school or get-togethers?
Yes. They've been practicing. Time flies. It's probably... It's quite likely that it's been 6 months, close to it, if not. And they come here every Wednesday and do ukulele singing, and it's absolutely amazing. If you come down here on a Wednesday afternoon, you'll be thoroughly entertained. And there's actually another ukulele lessons group as well, which Brian Wilson has organised too as well.
So okay.
If anyone's interested in learning to play the ukulele, there's free classes on a Monday, I think it is, but just get in touch with us and we can confirm all those details.
Okay.
They were only running for a short period of time, but I believe they're so popular that he will be looking at perhaps extending that.
And the next market, just remind me when that is?
It'll be Sunday, July the 10th.
Okay.
So remember, new stall holders are always welcome.
I always ask about the various things happening with clay. I think there's actually a clay series or workshop coming up soon, is there?
Yeah, there's a couple of clay ones, but before I get onto the clay, actually, because I don't want to run out of time, we've got a really important planning forum coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And that is for Tuesday the 26th of July at 7 o'clock. And what that is that usually it's every 5 years, the Raglan Community Arts Council, who operate and manage the Old School Arts Centre, we go out to the community to consult with the community and ask what the community wants to see happening at the Old School Arts Centre. And the past community consultations that we've had, one of the last since I've been involved was in 2008, and there was a request for the community a kitchen space and a wet art studio room. So amongst other things and all the other operational stuff that happens, you know, with the other events like Keeping Art to Wear, Film Festival, the Arts Weekend, etc. going. That was one of the big projects that we had. So now it's time for the next consultation with the community to happen, to really get, you know, feedback from everyone. So it's open to everyone to come along and attend. It's facilitated by Helen Ritchie. So, yeah, please, if you're free, come along. There'll be refreshments available. They're kind of fun as well because everyone just gets together and brainstorms ideas of what they want to bring your ideas. And if you're not able to participate, even if you can just email them in to us,
okay,
they can be included. And that there will form the basis of what direction the Old School Arts Centre is going for the next 5 years.
July the 26th, you said?
July the 26th at 7 p.m.
Hey, Jacqueline, I need to wrap things up, but
yes.
Can you just mention the clay classes that are coming up?
Yes,
before we go?
After school art classes, term 3, Be Friendly.
Yeah.
Registrations are open now. They start in August. We've got the 6-week wheel workshop with Sarah Bing starting in August as well.
Yep.
All these workshops are on our website as well. Messing with Mud Wheel Workshop. This is a beginner wheel workshop, if anyone's interested in that, which I am, actually, so I'll be going along to that one. I've already done one before, but it's always good to go along and start messing with mud again. So that's in July.
Okay. Is that one booked? That's quite soon. Is it booked out, or is there still space?
It is soon. I think there is one or two spaces.
Okay.
So check in on our website or give us a call. And Justine is running another Clay Time Plus as well, which is also another beginner's hand building and sculpting clay class, and that's in for August as well.
Yeah.